Welcome, Dan. Dan's just finished his PhD and is doing family counseling.
Well, it's good to see everybody. Welcome, everyone. And can I just take a moment? Mark does tireless work, and his whole family does, to make this happen. Can we just acknowledge the work that they do? Well, I'm excited for the week that lies ahead. First of all, let me just say, take the time to get to know the Ford staff here. I was here all last week. I've had 2 days when there hasn't been people around, even just getting to know them, hang out with them, and you'll learn to love them. They are just incredible servants, and so find the time to get to know them, share your heart with them. They'll share their hearts with you. Wonderful, wonderful folks. This week, we're going to be taking a look at the life of Jacob, and it's called The Life God Blesses. And you look at that and you go, Jacob, the life God blesses, right? Because the reality is Jacob is a lot like us. There's victories and there's defeats. There's celebrations and there's grief. There's things that we've done that we will regret, and there's things that we've seen God just blow us away with how he comes in and pours his grace over those mistakes that we've made in our lives. But I want this to be a time where we can get in, because what we're going to be talking about is, for I, the Lord, never change. The reason that we're blessed is because we have a God that says, I choose you. I love you. I'm pouring myself into you. And in the midst of the celebrations and the valleys and the peaks, he is always faithful. And we're going to look at that. And I want this to be a special time for you this week, because you know what? There's a lot of stuff that you left back there. But you came here, and this is a time to get away to draw closer to God, draw closer to your family, and draw closer to each other. And you're going to have a time in small groups. And I want you to take this very seriously and intentionally, this time in small groups. If you've looked at the small group packet, there's three questions that I ask, and I ask the same three questions every day. It's not like there was a typo, okay? Jim wants to say maybe there was. I don't know. First question is, what do we learn about God from his word today? What's the characteristics? What's his heart? What do we know about God because of what we've engaged in this? What has the Spirit revealed to us today? The second question is, what did I learn about human nature and myself out of this story today? What's my story in this story? And what I want you to do in your small groups is, I can't think of a safer place to share your stories. We all have stories. And as we engage in the Word of God, and there's similarities of, you know what, I was going through a time like this, and man, God came through in this way. Or I'm even struggling in this area right now. This is what the body of Christ is for. This is what the family of God is for, is that we're here to cheer each other on, to celebrate what God's doing in our lives, to depend on one another, to support one another during this time. So your small group time is not about getting the right answer this week, okay? It's not about getting the right answer. It's about allowing transformation in your life. So I'm looking forward to our time together. Mark said, pastors around, if you've got questions, we're here to serve you. We love you, and we want to allow you to have an incredible, incredible opportunity to meet God at this place and to have a restful and recreational time. So God bless you. I'm looking forward to our time together, and just really take advantage of this time. It truly is a gift from God. So we'll see you tomorrow morning.
Dan's become a real friend to Fort, and I know to many of you here. Why don't we just pray together for him in this week? Heavenly Father, thank you that you are God and you do not change. We have record of your greatness, of your faithfulness, of your love and care, and of your judgment too, Lord. And we thank you, God, that we can know you. Thank you that we can know your son, Jesus. Lord, your servant Dan is here to speak your word this week, and I pray it would be with great clarity and passion. Lead him where you want to take him, God, and use his words to remind us of your greatness and your goodness, that we might know you more this week and live for you more, Father. Bless this time. We're looking forward to what you have for us, Father, and we come with an open heart and mind to you, Father, and your Holy Spirit. Amen.